The long-awaited day has almost arrived for fans of Arrested Development. This weekend, Netflix is releasing new episodes of the beloved but canceled sitcom. It's an unusual arrangement, but as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, the show is just the latest example of old media riding its fan base to new media shores.
Arrested Development is about a family business that dabbles in frozen bananas, poorly constructed McMansions, and light treason.
Dad sold houses to the Iraqis, didn't he? And this is what you kept from me so I could take the polygraph test. Tell me the truth, okay? Because there's been a lot of lying in this family.
And a lot of love.
Arrested Development started airing 10 years ago and lasted three seasons on Fox. It's built its audience after getting canceled, with DVDs and streaming video. Netflix looked at its passionate fan base and picked up the show for a fourth season. The show's an old media brand with a following that would not have been possible without promotion and distribution from big studios and networks. That value translates to new media. When the band Radiohead was signed to a major label, it developed a huge fan base. It turned to those fans when it produced an independent album in 2007. Fans could pay whatever they wanted to buy the album online. In Rainbows was a hit. If you made a list of old established media brands rocking new media platforms, comedian Louis C.K. would be near the top. He's old media, with his HBO specials and TV shows. But he sold his last concert video directly to fans online. They paid $5. He made more than $1 million. Or look at the people behind the TV drama Veronica Mars, about a teenage detective.
You're not a killer, Veronica.
They used Kickstarter to successfully raise money for a Veronica Mars movie. Musician Amanda Palmer turned to Kickstarter, too. She was signed to a major label. Her Kickstarter campaign for an upcoming album was so successful, she gave a TED Talk about it.
And the goal was $100,000. My fans backed me at nearly $1.2 million, which was the biggest music crowdfunding project to date.
These brands' fans give them an advantage over up-and-comers, says analyst Michael Pachter.
It's easier to produce something that already has an audience than to sell something that has no audience, that's brand new to everybody.
Most of these artists bringing their old media fan base into new media projects tend to be mid-list acts, not blockbuster celebrities, says author Grady Hendrix. But their name recognition means they can do what a little act could never pull off.
Some band from Cleveland that has a small following looking to get Kickstarter funds for their album.
While old media brands outshine new media hopefuls, that doesn't mean they always understand the new terrain. Look, says Hendrix, at the unfortunate Kickstarter page created by actress Melissa Joan Hart. She starred in shows like Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Oh, sorry, is this the Witch's Council?
Hart hopes fans today will donate to help her produce a romantic comedy she wrote herself. But the page feels like it was written by a publicist's intern, says Hendrix. It's soulless, impersonal. Bland.
And it's raised something like, you know, $50,000, and it's really doing badly.
On the other hand, actor Zach Braff started a Kickstarter with a video that oozes kinship with fans. He wants to make a follow-up to an earlier film he wrote and directed, Garden State.
There are shots of him and his brother and all this behind-the-scenes things.
I wrote Garden State about a time in my life when I was feeling overwhelmed and lost in my 20s. I guess you could say Wish I Was Here is about the next chapter of your life in your 30s.
And you feel like, hey, Zach Braff is going to, like, answer my emails.
It's that sense of ownership and connection that leads people to donate money to movies that'll ultimately benefit the major studios that make them, says Hendrix, like Warner Brothers and Veronica Mars.
Even though it raised twice what its stated goal was, I mean, I think it raised $5 million instead of $2 million, which was what its goal on Kickstarter was, that's roughly the budget they were looking for what they want to do. But obviously, there are going to be other costs, and Warner Brothers is going to make up the difference.
Hendrix says many of these new media projects still depend on serious old media buy-in. Rumors are swirling now about the fate of one popular but canceled science fiction show.
That Heroes is going to be resurrected by Microsoft as an Xbox exclusive, and the only way you're going to be able to watch it is on Xbox.
Giving fans hope for new Xbox or Netflix episodes of their canceled darlings, like Caprica, Chuck, and Firefly. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.